In 2021 so far, line of duty deaths, they're showing 469. That is almost a 30% increase from last year, which is already a huge number. 72%, 339 of those deaths are medical related deaths. They're not related to doing your job as far as gunfire, auto, or other is how they would, that's how we would categorize it, an officer down. So 339 officers died for medical reasons on duty this year.
Hey, this episode is going to be a lot different than what we're used to doing here. We've actually been working behind the scenes and keeping things a little bit of a secret to make sure that not only did Will have time to get done what he wanted to get done, but also to make sure he didn't get cold feet and turn into a kind of a wimp and quit midway into it. So anyway, if you haven't checked it out, we did an interview with Will a couple years ago, back when Will was an Oregonian, and Will has since matured, I guess, and he no longer is here with us in Oregon, but I'll let him tell you all about that. But what I want to talk about is this opportunity that really Will has created. We have encouraged and been praying about, but Will has created an awesome opportunity for you guys, actually. It's going to benefit all of us overall, but Will's heart behind this is to offer this as a benefit for everybody else, not just us. So how you doing, Will?
Doing
looks
good.
Sunny there.
It is sunny, but it's very cool. Cold front came through and it's like in the 40s and blowing 25 miles an hour.
Okay. There's snow outside my house and it's
very cold.
So anyway, yeah, I just had to break all the ice out of my cattle trough out there. So okay, what are we doing, man? First of all, let's talk a little bit about what you're actually doing, and then let's go into the background of why.
Okay. Do you want to pray first there, Adam?
I kind of would like you to pray first.
Okay, let's do it. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing Adam and I together today. And as usual, keep Adam and I out of the way, and let us preserve and give your message to the listener as you see fit. Thank you for your grace, your guidance every day. As we go into the holidays, keep all our first responders safe, our families safe, and help us to explain what you want us to give the message today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Cool. Thanks for doing that. Okay. Virtue. What is virtue, Will?
My background, first of all, I was a state trooper in Oregon for over 14 years. I have one kiddo is 9 years old, and my wife is Janessa. She's awesome. And my background other than that in Oregon was we owned a CrossFit gym, CrossFit Wilsonville, for over 9 years. So I did everything from, you know, obviously programming, CrossFit, teaching classes, to nutrition counseling, and on and on and on, health and wellness. And I got into more of the law enforcement realm of health and wellness probably in 2014-ish. Somebody from upstairs in OSP came down to me when I was a detective and asked me to do a bunch of wellness research because she knew my background. And I did a ton of research for months. And then I participated in a wellness committee with the state police. And through that, it kind of, I guess it was on my heart, and God's led me he always leads me back to this, no matter how busy you get, I get, right? And so when I moved here to Texas, I'm in Salina, Texas now, and I work for a local PD north of Dallas. And my wife and I have launched an online, kind of online, quasi-online through our garage as well, our garage gym, sports performance and nutrition business called Virtue. And part of that is I'm creating content in a program for law enforcement first responders. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Cool. And then you mentioned nutrition too. And I know that you and your wife both have a pretty extensive background in both fitness and nutrition. So what is your background? I mean, I know you owned a gym, but it goes a lot further than that.
Yeah. I mean, we have extensive education in it through CrossFit, and then I have a certification, and so does my wife. But really, the real world application of it is the most important thing. You can go to college and major in this stuff, and unless you apply it to real people out there experiencing real stress, real hours. As far as like what's sleeping hours, working hours, family hours, unless you apply it to people like that, you really don't have the case analysis to be able to be an expert in that. And I have 9+ years of doing that with athletes. I call them athletes, but really, I mean, when we own the CrossFit gym, your normal everyday people are coming through our gym. Everyone from stay-at-home moms to, you know, nurses, teachers, clerks, you know, every walk of life comes into a CrossFit gym. So I had the privilege to be able to work with people, hundreds, probably maybe even thousands of people over the years. And it's really the application of it that is gained me all the experience behind it.
And so what you're talking about doing right now is, so Virtue is taking on, you know, we talked about that you'll work with young athletes, which is awesome. I know you have a heart for, you know, working with the youth. But we're talking about today is, it's going to be online, right? Online. Go ahead.
Yes. So yeah, just a real quick, yes, right now in our local area, we're working with a lot of youth sports athletes, performance athletes, baseball, golf. My son's a big golfer, football. But really what we teach them is we teach them functional fitness or CrossFit. That's what we teach them. The better athlete you are, the better kid's going to be at sport. On the other areas of the business, of course, is going to be a CrossFit area and then personal training area, which my wife does a lot of that. But for me, and again, I'm a little bit behind on this, but it's going to get there hopefully by the beginning of the year. But I'm creating content that will go on the website completely free. And, you know, your categories that we're looking at are, first of all, body, right? Like that's what I do. That's what I'm good at. That's what I know best. So we're talking about fitness, nutrition, mobility for first responders, specifically law enforcement, though. And to go along with the nutrition part, in-depth, I guess, discussion or study on caffeine, alcohol, and substance abuse in our line of work, and how that affects everything else from sleep to job performance to everything else. And you guys have had a lot of these discussions already on your podcast, but I think I can provide some more specific stuff as well. The next area will be mind, which intertwines in all this. We're talking about the code word mental health, which is maybe a little bit of stigma, right? But we are talking about law enforcement, mental health, suicide prevention, navigating shift prep, and stress management is a huge one, right? You guys talked about that, I think, last week too, stress management. I still can't get over your background, though.
I know. I'm going to lean over here for anybody on YouTube in this.
It's actually his wallpaper. He said it's his background, but it's his wallpaper. Anyway, the next area of this is where we're going to be partnering with Adam and Thin Blue Line Believers is spirit. So the way I break this down is the officer's heart, right? Where is their heart taking them at the job how are they taking care of their faith at work and outside of work, right? And you guys talk about that all the time. I'm not an expert in that. Just to be completely honest, I've always been a believer, but as you know, Adam, probably in the last 6-7 years, that's grown for me very strongly, but I'm learning every day. So and I learned from you and everyone else on this podcast, and then through my research in the Bible and our church out here. So I'm doing the best I can with that, but I need some help with that, and that's why we are partnering. And I think it is a great opportunity and for both of us.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously I'm not an expert at this stuff either. I'm fallible just like anybody else. In fact, in the last week that was pointed out pretty harshly to me, but what I'm excited about with this is, correct me if I'm wrong, what we're looking at here is like a daily workout, right? Yes. For law enforcement, but much more than that. And we can look on the internet and we can sign up for, $20 a month for somebody to post workouts and all that kind of stuff. But what you're hoping to offer is a whole heck of a lot more than that, especially for the law enforcement community, because you and I have a pretty fair background with officer wellness, I guess, dealing with trauma and stuff like that. And the best way to deal with trauma is to get out ahead of it and to make sure that you're a healthy person before that trauma hits, and you're going to be better on the back end. Right. And a lot of that, just like a vehicle, we have maintenance, and our body's no different. What we put into our body is extremely important. You're not going to just pour water in the tank and expect your car to go anywhere, or pour, whatever crap, sugar and everything else. It's not going to get you anywhere. So what you're talking about is resources for nutrition. You're talking about, getting into the gym. I'm looking forward to see what variations you have. And I'm sure, just like any other workout, they're scalable. They'll be, you can change different portions of it depending on what equipment or whatever you have available. And so I'm looking forward to that, because it's going to be totally free for, anybody really, but specifically for law enforcement. Yeah. I'm sure.
So yeah, the goal here for me is to make this stuff, I think the word is actionable. And what I mean by that is, I have looked at many departments' wellness programs or applications, whatever you want to call them. And basically what it comes down to is, I won't name the department, but there's a department with an app that I recently opened, and Click Like Fitness. And basically what it says is you should work out. That doesn't really help anybody. That we all know we should work out, right? Providing either workouts, fitness strategies, or resources to find gyms, whether that's introducing someone to CrossFit or introducing someone to a local gym that knows what they're doing and can maybe relate to law enforcement officers, first responders. The same thing with the mind stuff, the mental health stuff. I find it, I think it's just a little ridiculous when you open up these law enforcement apps, like I recently did, and basically it says, yeah, suicide's a problem. call this number. It's like, well, thanks. That's awesome. So my goal will be to network, provide information and data and research from people that know what they're doing. And so it's going to be a process. I'm going to have to make those connections. I have some of those connections already, especially through what we did with OSP, with the critical incident response team, which I think now that I think back on it, it really was a really good example, at least getting out in front of this scenario in law enforcement, where we can provide basically peer support and tons of resources also around that peer support that people can navigate through and use. And same thing with the Spirit. You guys are going to be our go-to, not only you guys, but mm-hmm. Something it doesn't just say you need to dig into your faith more. Well, that's great. Some people don't know how to do that, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of my goal behind it, is to make it actionable, make it something that is actually giving information, data and research and stuff that can be really used, and not just use this website, call that number. That's because to be honest, that's what most of these wellness programs are. Very few programs will you find around the country that actually have something that the officers can use. Like, there's a few out in Oregon. The Bend Resiliency Project, I'm not sure if that's still up and running when I researched it, but they had good stuff. They had in-person officer yoga. I mean, different things like that. They had, I'm forgetting the term, but like an officer meditation option time during on-duty stuff, things like that. That might not be for everybody, but it's at least something that can be done. That it's not just posting an outside resource that then you have to contact, that in a lot of cases costs money, to be honest. But
yeah,
real quick, behind all this too, there's a few things that I want to say. This one might not be very favorable to some, but I wanted to make sure that at least what I believe, and what I believe that our faith should be pushing us towards. I understand that people's hearts go in different directions, and God pulls us in different directions, but I think there's really no better time to be in law enforcement than right now. I really do think that. I think that he's calling you. He's calling us. And it's all over the good book too. There's no better time than to serve as right now. I mean, if it was easy, everybody would do it. And I don't know about you, but I hear a lot of this, right? I hear a lot of this complaining. I hear a lot of this. There's a lot of victimhood in law enforcement right now, right? Because things aren't good, or they're not perfect. And even in some of the areas that law enforcement is appreciated, I work in an area that, the support here is crazy amazing for law enforcement. Bad guys are saying thank you to me, literally bad dudes. And still there is things and changes from when I started law enforcement 15 years ago that I thought I would never see, even in an area like this, that's very pro law enforcement. So that would be my message to the listener. And that was on my heart, is there's no better time than now to serve. And that is kind of why that I'm pushing this virtue thing to get it done and get it up and running. What do you think about that, Adam?
I like it. It reminds me of, and I think I said this recently, there's a band, Thousand Foot Crutch, and they say light shines brighter in the dark. So, yeah. I mean, I just think it's funny. No, you're right. It's not an easy time to be in law enforcement. Morale is lower than I have ever seen it. And it does make it difficult. I mean, it makes it hard to go out and do your job, right? At least, you know, if you're working construction, you get to see an end product. You know, if you're working in the medical field, I mean, times are pretty crummy right there too, right? But if you're in a medical field, a lot of times you get to see someone recover from something, right? Or you get to help them through a hard time. Law enforcement is pretty tough, especially when our justice system, you know, it's kind of a revolving door. A lot of times we have the same customers, and then throw on top of that, agencies that don't support you. I know Texas may be a little bit different, but the general public that may not be so supportive, or maybe they are, but they're certainly a lot quieter. I think that's a major thing that we're seeing right now is the loud voices are not the supportive ones.
I was just going to say that the voices that are so loud right now are really, it's hard to imagine, but they're drowning out all the support and all the, honestly, the word is like the grace that most people show for law enforcement. Right. And there's some areas it's definitely harder than others. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy going from a place that where I came from to here in Texas, and the support is amazing.
Look at it like this, right? It's like when, as your kids start to mature, they're not so loud and obnoxious, right? It's when they're young and immature that they are loudest. And I'll just leave that comment right there.
You're right on. And so hopefully, listeners and law enforcement across the country can see past that, right? And know that that is a form of stress. And if it is stressing you out, you got to use resources like what we're trying to accomplish here. And I wanted to give some numbers too. And really what this is health and wellness stuff, right? In 2021 so far, line of duty deaths, they're showing 469. That is almost a 30% increase from last year, which is already a huge number. 72%, 339 of those deaths are medical related deaths. They're not related to doing your job as far as gunfire, auto, or other is how they would, that's how we would categorize it, an officer down. So 339 officers have died for medical reasons on duty this year. And that's been probably up farther than it should be because of coronavirus. And no matter what you think about coronavirus, these people are dying and testing positive for the virus, but the reason they're dying is because of their health, right? They're pre-existing conditions already. And that, I mean, I think we all know this, the number one pre-existing condition that's contributing to, well, it contributes to all death, really, is obesity, it's weight, weight and heart disease. So this is really, really, really important for our law enforcement and our first responders. It is maybe more important than any of the other stuff that you do. Yeah, I want to survive a gunfight, so I want to be well-trained. And 60 of us this year have been shot and killed in gunfire, which is way too many. It's 22% increase from last year. But it's still not even close to these medical numbers.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, we've talked in the past, the life expectancy of somebody in law enforcement is 10 years less than the general public, right? General public is, last time I checked, it was 73 years old. It's 63 if you're a cop. So, that's another thing that's really unacceptable. I was listening to Jordan Peterson. I'm on kind of a Dr. Peterson kick the last week or so. If you don't know who he is, clinical psychologist, I think psychologist, maybe psychiatrist, but I think he's a psychologist. So he was asked about, you know, wellness and mental health and that kind of thing. And it surprised me. The first thing that he said, the very first thing that he said, and he reiterated it over and over, and as the most important thing is physical fitness. He talked about, you know, taking care of your body, exercising. He said, you know, if you are physically fit at some point in your life, at some point in your life, it increases the chances of all these good things for you, right? Life expectancy, you know, not going to the hospital for this and that, and just any number of things. He said that is the top factor, is being physically fit, at least at some point in your life.
Yeah. I'll say two more topics I'll talk about. One is kind of on that. If you look at like a pendulum, and on one side of that is sickness or death, and on the other side is what you would call fitness. Like, you've got everything in line, right? You got your stress handled, your nutrition, fitness, family life, all that is just dialed in. Now, nobody is perfect. No one's going to be all the way over there. It's just not going to happen. But the farther you are towards that fitness, something's going to happen to you. This is life. Something's going to happen. The good Lord's going to challenge you in some way, whether that's family issues, financial issues, work issues. Most of that we probably contribute to stress with admin, administration, right? Time off from admin leave, stuff like that, personnel investigations. But maybe you get into a shooting, or maybe you get into a use of force. Nowadays, any use of force you get into nowadays, even around here where we're supported, everyone is still like puckered. They don't know what's going to happen, right? Doesn't really matter what the use of force is. Every officer is still worried about it, which is a huge issue on itself. But that's another thing to add to the stressors. So if we are closer to fitness, and yes, our fitness is important, but all the other stuff, nutrition, all that stuff, sleep. We can go through this another time, but caffeine, alcohol, all that stuff. Closer to that than sickness, we're going to survive these things. And if we're not, we're going to die. It's just,
yeah, exactly.
What's going to happen.
And, yeah, we don't have to go through all that stuff. We are going to have you back on a regular basis, I think, as long as our schedules align. But what we don't want is to try and make it sound like the rest of the world is making it sound that death is unacceptable. Okay, that's not what we're trying to say. But as long as we have breath, we're going to take care of what we're given here. And part of that is if you are someone who's in law enforcement or you know, if you're a paramedic, if you're a firefighter, you need to be able to act when the time comes to act, right? I do not ever want to leave it in somebody else's hands when I die, right? If I go into a situation and I am physically or mentally unable to act, not because the situation is too much, but because I haven't taken care of myself in order to act in that situation, then that's not how I want to go out. You know, I don't want to go get into some situation thinking I could have saved that person. I could have taken care of myself. I could have made it home to my family, but I didn't. Right. And that's part of the reason that Will is doing this, is because he wants to make sure that you have the resources overall to be able to go home at the end of your shift. That way it's not left up to somebody else mm-hmm. when you leave this world.
Yes. And like I said, he has called you to serve, and this is how we prepare for that. It's part of that process. Mm-hmm. Last thing I wanted to say is it's really important for this, and it's hard to get these numbers, actually. I don't know if you have a better resource, but it's hard to get these numbers, is the suicide numbers for law enforcement. Some solid numbers that I did get through the law enforcement suicide data collection, and if you Google that, you can look at this, but 2019, there's approximately 239 law enforcement officers that committed suicide. And that year, versus on-duty deaths was, they said 89, and I think that's wrong, but it's, I'm going to tell you it was more than on-duty deaths. That's what I'm going to tell you. This year, I'm going to probably say it's not, because we have so many deaths, and that's pre-COVID. We have so many deaths attributed to COVID. But I couldn't find a solid number for suicides so far this year, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at policeone.com or line of duty death stuff to see that. I guess it's not on line of duty, but to see the suicide stuff that's going on and around. I can tell you that at least I've read at least 4 this month, and that's a lot in 1 month. I can't remember off the top of my head. I should have had this number. I have it somewhere, but I know that the law enforcement suicide rate per 100,000 is very similar, if not equal to like special operations military, which is double what it is for normal citizens in America, at least. So that's another reason why I'm doing this.
Yeah. And, you know, we do have resources like EAP, right? There's the suicide hotline, that kind of stuff. And I don't want to knock on, especially I don't want to knock on the suicide hotline at all, because I think that's an incredible resource.
Absolutely.
EAP, I have not been real happy with. But it depends on your agency too, right? And so there's a lot of smaller agencies that don't have these resources. And I tell you what, there's a lot of really large agencies that they just can't, because it's so difficult to coordinate. Well, you know, if you have one office on one end of the state and they have a gym that they're allowed to use, and then one that's in a rural place that doesn't have any of this kind of stuff, you know, that can't really be, I understand that that can't necessarily be on a department. So this is great, because you're going to offer, you know, workouts, and it's going to be upon the individual to make sure that they take care of yourself, because nobody's going to do it for you. You know, I like that. I don't remember the name of the clothing company, but, you know, they say no one's coming, right? No one's coming. You have to do it yourself. And so that's the same thing. Nobody's gonna force you to go to the gym. Nobody's gonna force you to take care of your mental health. And unfortunately, right now, for some reason, I don't know why it is. But yeah, you're right. There's a stigma that goes along with it. Hopefully we start to see that break, because, you know, it's not new to this generation. The difference is, people don't talk anymore. They stick their face in their phone and they pretend like things are fine, right? World War II, people were forced to be together, right? And there were so many people that went to war that even when you got home, yeah, there was certainly people that suffered in silence. But you could probably count on, if you walked into the, you know, the diner, that there were going to be, you know, 20% of the people in there went to the same war that you did. So I think that's a big difference today, is people want to stick their nose in their phone and pretend like things are fine. Or
You know, the big thing that drives me nuts, this is the last thing I'll say today, is especially in these, I've recognized, because now I'm in a PD and I'm working with a team more than I was as a trooper. But no matter if you are a trooper working by yourself, you're still going to, you know, come across the deputies or the local city guys, whatever, and that's your team, right? We all go to work and we know those guys that are struggling, that have red flags, that easily get upset and stressed out at at people in certain situations that they're dealing with out in the public, that complain about family life, that joke about this and that, that really shouldn't be acceptable or funny, right? And now, like, from what I see, we're not saying anything until something happens. We're not saying anything, right? And that something is usually, though, it's usually okay. Like, they're not doing anything, you know, illegal or whatever. But what happens is they get in trouble with admin, right? They get some disciplinary action because they spouted off to somebody. They didn't follow a policy. It's usually what happens. But that could be a big deal, you know. Continue to stack those up. And we all know the agencies are going to hold you accountable. So my advice to listeners is, don't let that just go. Like, find a way to talk to that person, find a way to recommend resources, find a way to get them to, or talk to them. Yeah. Talk to them. And there's, like I said, we're going to provide resources. There's lots of resources out there. You're providing these resources. Don't let that stuff go.
Yeah. If, the last 2 years have taught us nothing else, we should be seeing that an unhealthy police officer makes bad decisions.
Yes.
Or eventually will make a bad decision.
Yes,
a lot less likely, get my tongue to work right. It's a lot less likely if somebody is mentally, physically, spiritually healthy, socially too. We don't talk about the socially one enough. But that's another leg of overall wellness. So, let's see.
And this is really what police reform should be.
Oh yeah.
You know, we got all these politicians and people talking about police reform. This is what it should be: creating healthy police officers that can make good decisions out in the community, period.
Yeah. Taking money away is going to leave an officer with less training, less wellness, and higher stress, more calls. So it's going to be counterproductive. And I think a lot of them know that. They just don't care. Let's see. So I'm going to put you on the spot. I think in the future we'll have Will on here, and we'll make this more of an semi-open forum. We'll kind of open it up to the peanut gallery. And you can bring your questions. If nothing of confidential nature or something like that comes up, maybe we'll record it so that we can share it via email or something like that. But we're going to keep having Will back, and that's part of what this partnership is about, is helping each other to support the listener is really what it's about. So yeah, we'll be looking for that around the first of the year. I'm going to keep putting pressure on Will to get his website up and running, and you guys will have, probably, I would say, just knowing Will's background, it's probably going to be one of the, maybe the best free daily resource that you'll have. So, thanks for coming on, Will, and we'll get you on here pretty regular, I'm sure.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely. So, as soon as that comes out, we'll get the website posted. In the meantime, keep checking back, and when that does roll out, we'll be posting some of that stuff on our Instagram and Facebook, I'm sure, and you can actually start following Will's Instagram page. I don't want to say Will's, because it's you and Janessa really that are going to be tag teaming on this thing, I'm sure, especially with both of your combined knowledge on this. So where do they find you online?
You put me on the spot.
Virtue Fitness Nutrition or something like that. Is that what it is? Do I need to look for you?
It's Virtue Sports Performance and Nutrition.
Yep. And we'll get you tagged on some of our online stuff.
Yeah, we'll get it up and running. We've got a lot going on in our lives, and that just came up that God threw at us. So that's where we're getting figured out.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, we'll catch you guys soon, and keep checking back, because this is going to be a good thing. We'll catch you next time.